Okay, Sheikh, if we can take a question from Sister Karima there, from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. She's asking about after sunrise and before the Dhuhr Salah. How many rak'ahs can you pray between that period, Sheikh?
Basically, she's asking about Salatul Awwabin, which is Salatul Duha, in other words, and its minimum is 2 rak'ahs, and the maximum is 8. So you can pray 2, 4, 6, or 8 rak'ahs, of course, 2 by 2. Besides that, this is a time where the person is allowed to pray as many prayers as he wants, which is nafl, of course. And I believe that among the reasons why duha was prescribed, that while we find the gap between Isha and Fajr is so big, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed and allowed us to pray the night prayer and at tahajjud. And we find there is another big gap that lies between Fajr and Dhuhr. So Salatul Duha was prescribed, and it is a sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ sometimes used to do and sometimes used not to do it. But many of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ reported him as doing so and advising them to regularly observe at least 2 rak'ahs of Salatul Duha, or the forenoon, which its time is a few minutes, 15 minutes past sunrise, and 10 to 15 minutes before the sun moves away from its meridian, which is the Dhuhr time. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in other ahadith that Allah has blessed us with so many blessings, such as the joints or the small bones. Every person is required to give gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each one of these blessings. So he advised to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, etc. Each one will suffice the gratitude of one of its of these blessings. And he said it will be sufficient for you to offer these 2 rak'ahs as minimum from Salatul Duha. So you may pray 2, 4, 6, or 8.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Okay, the sister's next question was regarding the last verses of Surah Al-Hashr. She says, what's the virtues in reciting these last verses? I think there's 6 verses there.
I think she's referring to what was mentioned in one book concerning Fada'ilul Qur'an, where you will find so many virtues concerning several surahs. But unfortunately, most of these virtues are not authentic. So the hadith which was reported with regards to reciting the last few verses of Surah Al-Hashr in the morning, which shall provide you with protection until the evening, is a very weak hadith.